Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at auction accreditation in New South Wales, specifically what the three units actually cover.
And if you've heard auction accreditation and assumed it's a big undertaking, the short answer is it's three units. That's it.
That's what the article is really about. It's focused and practical, built around what actually happens when a property goes under the hammer. So let's walk through each unit.
Unit one first.
Unit 1 is Auction Law and Process, the rulebook. Auctions are a regulated way to sell property, so there are clear rules, how bids are taken, how the reserve works, how vendor bids are handled, and how the whole process has to run to stay fair and legal.
So before you ever stand at the front of a room, you need to know that framework cold.
Exactly. And the article makes a good point here. An auctioneer is making decisions in real time, in public. You can't afford to be uncertain about the rules when the pressure's on.
Because the crowd is watching. Buyers, the vendor, the agency.
Right. And running a clean auction, one that holds up to scrutiny, protects all of them. That's what this unit sets you up for.
Okay. Unit 1 is the legal and procedural foundation. What's Unit 2?
Unit 2 is conducting the auction itself. The article calls it the practical heart of the course. It covers how you open, how you call, how you take and acknowledge bids, how you keep the momentum going, and how you bring the sale to a result.
That's where most people would feel the nerves, I'd think.
Probably. The unit walks you through the full structure, from the first words to the fall of the hammer. But the article is honest about one thing. The unit gives you the method, your delivery, the clarity and confidence in your voice. That's what you build with practice afterwards.
Which makes sense. You can learn the structure. You can't learn presence from a workbook.
You really can't. But having the method means a nervous first-timer has something solid to stand on. The nerves are much easier to manage when you know what comes next.
Agreed. And Unit 3?
Unit 3 is about managing bidders. An auction is a crowd of buyers, each watching the others, each making decisions in the moment. This unit covers registering bidders correctly, keeping the process orderly, reading the room, and handling the dynamics between competing buyers.
Because that's where things can actually go sideways.
It is. The article puts it well. Good bidder management is what keeps an auction fair and calm. It's the difference between a sale that flows and one that stalls or descends into confusion.
And you're trying to keep control while the energy stays high. Those two things can feel like they pull against each other.
They can. That's what the unit prepares you for.
All right, three units. Law in process, conducting the auction, managing bidders. How does the course actually run?
Online and self-paced through Archer Institute. No classroom timetable, no need to step away from the floor. You log in, work through the material, and complete the assessments at your own speed.
Which is the only realistic option for someone who's already working.
That's exactly the point of it. And there's real Australian-based support, an actual person, not a chatbot or a ticket queue, from enrolment to completion. If you get stuck, you can reach someone.
That matters more than people realise until they actually need it.
One thing the article flags, once your units are done, you need to confirm your accreditation with NSW Fair Trading before you take your first auction. That's a required step. Don't skip it.
So finish the course, then do the Fair Trading confirmation before you call anything.
Correct. And a question agents often have, is this only for people who want to become dedicated auctioneers?
Can a regular working agent add it?
Absolutely. The article is clear. It's built to sit on top of an existing agent license. If you're already working as an agent or completing your license and want to add a high-value skill, this is the natural next step.
That makes sense. It's a practical extension of what you've already got. So what should someone do right now?
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It's called What Auction Accreditation Involves in NSW, the Three Units. It goes deeper on how the units connect and where this fits in a broader NSW career path. And if you're ready to get started, Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Call the team on 1800 069 273.
Worth a call.
Really is.